All right, welcome back. It's been a minute.
It's a long minute. A
few minutes since the last episode of the Green. The Green Room podcast. That what we called this thing back in the day?
Yeah,
the Green Room podcast. I'm Tony Paul of the Detroit News, joined by Matt Charbonneau, also of the Detroit News. We're joining you today because football's here. It snuck up on us.
Wait, so you're saying the Green Room podcast isn't a podcast for golf that we've mostly been paying attention to all summer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's been my job most of the summer. You've been running around doing the Michigan State stuff as well as the golf. But, I'm transitioning now from golf to everything else, including Michigan State football, which is upon us again. We're recording this on Wednesday. My guess is you might be listening to this on Thursday, if you're listening at all. Thank you. Friday night, 7 o'clock, 7:30. I don't know. When is it? 7:30?
7 o'clock, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Michigan State opens the season against a little pesky rival known as Western Michigan, the Broncos. They've been playing football since the early 1900s. They played a lot in the early 1900s. Then they didn't play at all forever. And they've played a little bit more in the last couple decades. But an interesting matchup, Matt. It's a 21.5 point spread, which I guess seems about right. I'm expecting a lot of points.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking gambling, it's a little I'm nervous.
We have to talk gambling. It is now required.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Gambling on every podcast.
I'm nervous of every point spread because I'm terrible. If anyone looks at my picks, you should know why I'm nervous of gambling.
I only bet on Horizon League basketball.
Nice. I don't know. The 21.5 feels, I don't know. Michigan State could play well and still only win it by, 17 or 20 or something like that. But, it's these first games of the year are always so difficult. Not only one to guess, what in terms of a spread, but try and figure out what each team's going to look like. Because, to be honest with you, both teams have some question marks. I mean, both teams have a substantial amount coming back. We know, Michigan State with Peyton Thorne and Jaden Reed and a lot of the skill players and a decent amount of the defensive players that maybe some people don't want back to the way that pass defense played last year. But you're wondering who's going to be who's the new Kenneth Walker, and is the offensive line a couple new faces, are they going to fill in? And same with Western. I mean, they got a new quarterback. They lose a receiver to the NFL. They lose a defensive player of the year. There's holes for the Broncos as well, but all their linebackers are back, the three leading tacklers. It's not like the cupboard's bare there for a solid MAC program that, has shown they can beat Power 5 teams. They beat Pittsburgh last year. So it's just one of those interesting early open. And it feels like the last few times Michigan State's played Western this early, other than 19 when they just destroyed them, they're all pretty decent games, and in some of those were years when Michigan State was a Big Ten champion and playoff team. So, there's just so many unknowns in the first game. You just want to get this first game in so you feel like you have some idea what you're talking about.
All right. It's like the first day of college classes, you just want to get the syllabus and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And you'll start building up toward that grade, in the following days and weeks. And, it's an interesting little game. I don't think Michigan State should win this game. Western lost a lot on offense from last year, which was the best offensive team in the MAC. But like you said, they lose their quarterback, they lose their receiver. In fact, they only have one receiver back who had a catch last year. One.
Is that bad? I don't know.
They have running backs who had a catch, but they have one. All their receiving statistics from last year, back from last year, are attributed to one kid. So they lost a lot on offense. Interesting storyline. We'll get it out of the way. You can read about it in the Detroit News coming up this weekend or Friday, I guess, before the game. But a little bit of a family rivalry here. Peyton Thorne, Michigan State quarterback, is the son of Jeff Thorne, Western Michigan's new offensive coordinator. So I guess the Thorne family is pretty much rooting for 59, 58 would be fine by then.
Yeah. That's, you know, I feel like you're just plugging the story because you wrote it, not because it's
well, you helped. You gave me some quotes. I appreciate it.
That's almost like, I feel like at this point, it's kind of like, it's not quite the Jaden Reed, Peyton Thorne storyline.
Right.
But, you know, it's still kind of, it's still interesting. I mean, Jeff, you know, there's some good stuff from Peyton today, too, and talking about the competitiveness between him and his dad, which is kind of fun. So, he had a funny line too when he said if he sees him on the field before the game, he's like, it's not like I'm gonna ignore the guy, you know, he is my dad. So it's kind of neat. And this is Jeff Thorne's, you know, this is his big
break. Yeah.
Division III. I mean, he's been a Division III national champion, obviously, but you know, you get your shot at D1, and it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for the family, big deal for him. So, you know, I would bet if you honestly polled most of the family, they might secretly be pulling for dad a little bit in this one. Not Peyton, of course.
I think that I would disagree with you.
Yeah.
I think that the mom is rooting for Peyton.
Well, and probably, you know, moms and their son.
I got the sense from Jeff that his parents probably rooting for Peyton. And the way Jeff explained it to me is, look, Peyton's got a limited number of games here in this level, and whereas he'll move on, you know, this is a short time of his life, and it theoretically will be a long part of his dad's life. So, you know, the first of many years of him coaching with Western, many games. So I get the sense that maybe not, but I think Jeff said that family and friends will be wearing green shirts, and then they'll switch to brown hats once the Broncos go on offense. You know, what's interesting here is that Jeff Thorne has not coached his son in football ever. I found that really interesting because football is the family business. I mean, it's Jeff's dad, John, who started as a college coach, and Jeff took over for him. And, you know, Peyton, of course, committed to Tim Lester and Western because of that family connection. And then, you know, Peyton got the offer from Michigan State. So it's the family business, but Jeff's always coached in college. He's never really had a chance to coach his son. Interestingly, he said the only time he really got to work with his son was during the COVID year, when Peyton was home a little bit more during the COVID year, and Jeff didn't have a season that year. Division III didn't play that year. Right. So they said that was really the only time. But Jeff, I guess, coached Peyton in baseball. I guess he was really good at baseball and really good at basketball, but not football. So it's kind of interesting. But anyway, that's one of the storylines. Something different to talk about other than the Jaden Reed, Peyton Thorne, Western Michigan connection that we all love to talk about ad nauseum. Anyway, football's back. That's exciting. This is going to be an interesting year. Yeah, I was looking through, and we'll go through this here in a minute, but, you know, looking through the Michigan State schedule, and, you know, it could go one of two ways. You know, look, I don't know that they're 11-2 from last year. I don't think they're 5-7, but, you know, just take some breaks, really. You know, they won a lot of close games last year. You know, they lose some pieces, but they got a lot of back. So it's going to be interesting. But the schedule is tricky, I would say. I would say the schedule has some landmines throughout the season.
Yeah, and it's, you know, probably Michigan State fans won't love this because I picked them 6-6 last year, and you see how that went.
So negative.
Right. So if anyone checked, well, it's so negative. And then this year I have them 10-2, which means they're probably.
Oh, my God, you're insane.
That's not insane. But the funny thing about this is Angelique and I were talking about this. If anyone wants to check out the college football show. That would be
Angelique Shengelis, according to Wojo, long time beat writer.
You know, we talked about this on the show a little bit. You never know the ebbs and flows of a season and, you know, where the momentum is and if a guy's hurt or whatever. You can take each game and say, well, I think Michigan State's better than, you know, 10 teams on their schedule. That doesn't necessarily mean everything's going well to win 10 games. And because you're right, they did win a lot of close games, but usually that's the sign of a good team. I mean, there's not too many.
Antonio's better seasons were like that as well.
I mean, outside of some real dominant teams, not everyone is just rolling along every week. I mean, even teams that do the bulk of the season, there's usually one or two weeks where, you know, they get scared or they they kind of pull one out of there, you know what. The idea of winning a lot of close games, I think, to me, shows that you've figured out ways to win games. You need some breaks. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. So I'm kind of with you. This feels like a 9-3-ish team. It feels like that's what I'm looking at with the questions on the offensive line and certainly the pass rush in the secondary. and one we don't talk about much is a kicker. I mean, they haven't had to worry about a kicker in like 1,000 years. And, you know, now they got a freshman vying for it, a guy who transferred like 5 minutes ago from Auburn, and a walk-on, you know. So that's there's questions that make you think, God, I don't know how this team wins 11 games. But, you know, when you start breaking it down, it's not like – it's not crazy to think they could do it, but
Well, let's do it. Let's break it down.
Okay.
This is always the best part of the first podcast of the year. At least that's what I recall. It's been a minute since we've done a podcast. So we'll start right. All right. So we'll do this together here. Let me write down Matt in that column and Tony in that column. Well,
mine's on the record. It's at greatnews.com right now.
I don't read this paper.
trust me, it's online.
All right, start your. Well, we're both gonna. All right, safely assume that they beat Western Michigan, right?
Safely, yes. Okay. Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, then they play another MAC team. They play at home against Akron.
We're gonna a really bad MAC team. So
yeah, I'm gonna go with a W there. Uh-huh. Now they go out west. They play a Washington team. This is the Washington team that played Michigan last year, right? Got beat pretty bad. But they have some pieces back. It's on the roads, West Coast. What do you think?
Familiar face, Michael Penix Jr., the former Indiana quarterback, has been named the starter at Washington. So it's, you know, it's not like a crazy foreign, you know, concept or player they're going to see out there. I'm going with, Michigan State in a close one. I'm just not sold on Washington right now. You know, going out west and all that is tough. But look, we watched the same Michigan State team go down to Miami and beat Miami in a sauna. I don't know if the road thing is that big of a deal to me. So this is one that's a toss up a little bit, but I went with Michigan State in this one.
Okay.
You're going to take.
I'm going to take Washington. Yeah, I'm going to go with Washington because I'm so negative, and it's just, you know, look, it's a big, you know, the road. You could say it's not a big deal, but it's West Coast, it's travel, it's all that stuff, and this is a better Washington team than last year, and I think it's not quite as good of a Michigan State team as last year. So that's going to just my hunch. I hope
that's fair.
I hope I'm wrong. It's a toss up. I hope I'm wrong, but that's a good early season test. Beats the hell out of the. Whatever the hell Michigan's playing in the first 3 or 4 weeks.
I think they're playing Rochester, Adams, DeWitt, and
I read somebody said, and I haven't fact-checked this, but somebody said this is the first time in the history of Michigan football that they have not played a Power 5 in the non-conference. I haven't fact-checked it, but anyway, point is, it's a week. You know, you get these great games coming up this week, right? Notre Dame and Ohio State and a bunch of other games. And then Michigan, you know, why would – don't get me started. Whatever.
Wait, do they leave – when do they leave the state?
And I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up. This is not the Michigan podcast, but I'm going to look it up. All right, Michigan, let's see, Colorado State, then Hawaii, then Connecticut, and I don't think they ever leave the state. They don't leave the state until October 1st against Iowa. Good luck.
Well, that might be a tough one.
That'd probably be a night game, too. So, in Connecticut, you know, good luck. That could be interesting.
Well, I saw some rankings published by somebody else this week that suggested Kirk Ferentz is the best coach in the Big Ten.
Well, he's the best coach in the Big Ten as far as aging.
He's the longest serving.
He's not the best coach. He's pretty good. He's pretty good, but I don't think he's cream of the crop of the top of the Big Ten. I think he's,
it was an odd choice. Anyway, not
for me. Okay, let's move on into the conference schedule.
Yeah, where we're going.
Then Michigan State comes back home the following week, September 24th. They're going to play Minnesota. PJ Flex, Fighting Gophers.
We all know what Tony's going to pick on here because of his love of PJ Flex.
I'm iffy on this one too. I think this could be a good game.
I think you should feel I think you should feel good about picking Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That said, I picked Michigan State. I'm feeling very optimistic through the first five games, and I say that really feeling like Minnesota can win the West. I mean. Mm-hmm.
Well, who can't win the West?
Well, that's true. That's part of it. But
I mean, the West is the West.
They got an experienced quarterback. They get their best running back back, a really solid defense. You know, and maybe PJ Fleck will, the tiebreaker will be him racing the other coach.
Right.
And I think Minnesota's a solid, solid team. And that's just not a gimme for a Big Ten opener, but it is at home.
But you're picking Michigan State, of course. Do you right now? Let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4-0. You have. Okay. I'm going to go in flow here on my schedule. And I think that Michigan State's going to be pretty pissed off after they lose at Washington, and they're going to come in and they're going to pound the Woodchucks or the Gophers or whatever they are. So I'm going to go with a win for Michigan State. Plus PJ Fleck, they've lost some winnable games under PJ Fleck. Right. And I feel like that this could be another one of those where Minnesota might have it and then they don't. So I'm going to go with Michigan State on that one. So, all right. So then we're into the month of October. God, it's crazy to think about the month of October is right around the corner, but here we are. There we go, on the road to Maryland.
You know,
I don't know what to make of this game. I'm not sure what to make of Maryland yet.
I'm pretty confident what to make of Maryland, and that the same thing I make of Nebraska, that a week ago, everyone, for whatever reason, just because, you know, they bring in some different players, that suddenly Nebraska is going to be good. Like, what? Maryland scores a bunch of points. Good for them. They also throw the ball to the wrong team, and they give up a zillion points. And I don't see what's magically changing about that this year. I mean,
all right. So Matt has Michigan State 5-0.
Yes, I don't get the Maryland.
I don't get the Maryland stuff. The Nebraska stuff. Just how Scott Frost is.
Well, because his name's Scott Frost,
and right, exactly.
Hero quarterback. If he's any other coach, he'd have been gone at the end of last year. Now, obviously, they got to wait till October 1st now to pay him half of the buyout, but.
I mean, like, all right, there's like two instances where you should onside kick, right? When you're trailing,
yeah,
that would be the big one.
That's pretty much about
that
it.
That would be the big one. And maybe to open the half or open the game to catch a team off guard. That seems to be the only time that the onside kick ever works. So that's it. That's it. Wow. I don't know how it is done. Anyway, I'm going to go with a win for Michigan State over Maryland, even though I'm not exactly sure. You know, it's tough this time of year to make anything of anybody, right? You know, we're not quite sure. Transfer portal, all that crap, blah, blah, blah. So now we get into the bee's knees to –
Yeah, this is where it gets real.
The schedule.
It gets real here.
Of the schedule. So October 8th at home, they're going to play – Michigan State will play the Ohio State Buckeyes.
And, yeah.
Go ahead.
This is obviously the key stretch right here. These three games over 4 weeks tells the season to me. And I don't know. I guess a victory against Ohio State is the game not being over by a minute and a half in. I'm joking a little bit, obviously, but
hilarious.
I personally don't see a team right now that in the Big Ten that's going to be able to hang with Ohio State. They're going to have to be that team that has the one bad day somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just think offensively they're so good. That's my long way of saying I don't think Michigan State can win this game. I it does sound silly, but I do think there is something to be said for at least be in the game. Let's not have everyone filing out at halftime and not coming back. If it's still within a score or two in the third quarter, I feel like you're probably feeling pretty good about yourselves, even though you won't be able to convince Mel Tucker of that. But I don't see this one happening. Sorry. Unless it's all a right. monsoon Matt or something
says,
that
Matt
day.
Matt says they're not going undefeated, whatever.
Yeah, I was optimistic.
I think that they – all right, here's how they win.
It's raining.
They make it a night game. It has to pour for 4 hours before game time and the entire game. And then Michigan State will win the coin toss, and they will lose the game. So Michigan State's going to lose no matter what. In that
You still don't have a formula for victory.
No, I don't. I don't. I tried to put one together there really quick in my head. Didn't work out. So I'm going to go with the L on that one. Following week, homecoming, October 15th against Wisconsin.
See, my optimism comes back. I think they bounce back and win this game. Of all these West teams, I think I'm sold the least on Wisconsin. We know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball decently. I just don't know if they got enough firepower on that offense, to be honest. So I think this is a game Michigan State's offense wins. You know, Peyton Thorne, Jaden Reed, whoever, Keon Coleman, Trey Mosley, you name it. I think they're going to score some points in this game. I like a bounce back here, so taking Michigan State.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go with a W there, too. W for win, not Wisconsin. I'm going to go with the W.
I think the next week they don't lose.
So the next week they don't because they have a bye. I get where you're coming from. That's witty humor there, Wojo. Got it. So we both have them beating Wisconsin. The only reason I'm picking to beat Wisconsin is I'm still at PSD from that Ron Dane game at Camp Randall Stadium.
Oh my God.
20 some years ago where I can't get Ron Dane's name out of my head. Like Ron Dane. So like I'm 99 just
99 or something.
Yeah, it was 99. It was my first year at Michigan State. Awful. Great weekend. Awful game.
I can't imagine.
It was a good weekend, but an awful game. Anyway, so we go on to October 29th. Kind of a big game in Ann Arbor against Michigan. What do you got?
I'm picking Michigan in this one. I know, blue wall. To me, the teams are really, really close. And this is, to me, it's the perfect one of, it's so hard to know right now. I want to see what's going on in the season. Has Michigan figured out their quarterback thing? You know, what does their defense look like as they try and replace those defensive ends? I don't know. Right now, they have as many questions as Michigan State, just in different places. It's a toss-up totally to me, and I just feel like it's at Michigan. They might be a little annoyed losing. Lose three in a row to Mel. I'm not sure. I'm not sure things would go well in Ann Arbor if that happens. This isn't to say Michigan State can't win this game. Absolutely can. My gut tells me take the home team in this one. So I'll take Michigan because everyone thinks I love Michigan anyway.
Now, will this be a night game?
I think it will. My inside sources, otherwise known as Angelique Shingelis, really are confident it's going to be a night game.
Mm-hmm.
Which Michigan has always kind of resisted in the past in the Michigan State game because they don't want the headaches that come with all that. But
well, I think they probably want to get this night game out of the way before the era of them selling alcohol at the stadium, right? So just get it out of the way now.
The TV rules, so
TV does rule.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Okay, so you're gonna go with the L.
I'm taking Michigan. Yeah.
All right. Well, crazy things happen in this game. And
you really want to take Michigan State, but you can't
really
convince yourself.
I just don't know. Like, and it's like, I don't have a problem with Michigan's quarterback situation. I think they have two good quarterbacks. I don't think it's the issue that people are making it out to be. People say, oh, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. I think that's bull. I think they have a very good, steady guy in Cade McNamara who just led him to the Big Ten championship. And I think they got a very electric young guy who's, you know, a little bit more erratic, but is going to make plays and will thrill you, you know. And so they got two guys who can – I don't think it's a problem.
I just don't think you can – I don't mind what they're doing right now either.
Yeah.
I just don't think 6, 7, 8 games into the year you can still be – you can't still be going back and forth, right? By then you've had to have made up your mind on one or the other.
Yeah, maybe.
I would think. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'm going with Michigan State. End of story. I'm going to go with Michigan State.
That's solid logic right there.
Yes, give them the W. So now we both have Michigan State right now at 5, 6, and 2. Yeah, 6 and 2.
Oh, yeah, you have them losing to Washington. Okay.
Yeah, I got them losing to Washington. All right, so now we go on. All right, we got Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana.
Well, you think you're just going to lump them in there? Illinois is on the road. Brett Bielema likes beating Michigan State. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Indiana, Rutgers next.
Yeah, Rutgers, Indiana. So
they're both at home. Those are both wins.
Okay, I'm gonna go with WWW.
Yeah,
WWW. All right, finale. Penn State at Penn State. People are really down on Penn State. Like really down on them. Like,
are they really down?
Yes, I listen to the radio, and well, I guess that's all I listen to. But they're really down on them. people just kind of think that, you know, because of the way that they just haven't finished out seasons, that they're just not going to be good. So, but this is a tough game. It's at Happy Valley. And, you know, Penn State could very well maybe be in the mix. Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, this to me is, I guess I could say this is the loss, and that's where I end up with my 9-3 feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think Michigan State's better.
So you
said this. So I picked Michigan State and ended up at 10-2.
Right. Well, I'm going to say, and I'm going to go with an L and say 9-3 because nobody would like me to be less negative than Matt. So I got to keep up the reputation here and go with 9-3 instead of your 10-2. But it's also on the road. It's going to be a tough game. And, you know, who knows? Michigan State might have injuries by then. So
whatever. Maybe it'll be snowing.
Maybe. You'll find out. You'll be there.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what?
Look, Michigan State Hoops plays in Portland that weekend, too.
Oh.
Mickey thingy.
Man.
The decision is still up in the air. We'll see if Michigan State's playing for something.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be at it. Maybe I'll be at Penn State.
Maybe. We'll if Michigan State's playing for something that day, I will 100% be there. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So you got them at 10-2. So you'll put them back in you put them back in the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
What were 9-3 get them? I don't even know. That'd be the Rose Bowl
Outback
now.
Bowl or something, or probably in Florida somewhere, Outback or Capital One. That's the thing. You don't know what's going on in the other teams.
Yeah, they'll be in Florida, whatever. But it'd be a fine bowl game, fine season. I wouldn't call it a regression. I think that they were a little bit above their skis last year. I do. And I think that not just because of Kenneth Walker and whatever, they'll find guys to run the ball. It's not going to be an issue. It won't be maybe as electric as him. But when you do win 6-7 games of one score, there's a little luck on your side. And like you said, field goal issue could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're winning games by one score, you know, and you have a freshman you're relying on, now who knows? This might be the kid that's here for the next 8 years. You know, we don't know. It seems like Michigan State has a new kicker every 8 years. That seems like what it is. So, but when you're playing close games and you have some special teams concerns like that, I think that, you know, a little bit of a fallback would be okay. And I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, I don't.
He still has a long way to go to put his full stamp on this roster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it'd be fine.
He still had what, two recruiting classes and one was all on Zoom. I mean, this is in no way some sort of step back or, you know, some kind of bad sign for the program. I think overall still the program is headed in absolutely the right direction. So,
right.
You know, whether it's 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, I don't see that changing.
No.
I think it's still a lot of optimism for the future. I mean, look at the recruiting class already committed for next year, assuming they all sign.
Yes. It's locked in stone.
But I wouldn't get too worked up if I was a Michigan State fan and you don't win double digit
games
again, or you're not playing an Indy.
There would be very little that would concern me.
I guess if you
6-6 would be disappointing, but it wouldn't, anything shy of a total fall on your face isn't going to concern me because we are only in year 3 of Mel Tucker. It's still a work in progress. Yes, he's being paid $9.5 million. He was the highest paid or second highest paid coach for 5 seconds. And now he's like 6th or 7th or 8th or whatever. He keeps knocking down the list. They might need to work on a new contract for him to get him up that list. But anything short of falling on your face, 2-10, 3-9, you know, whatever. 6-6 would be, you know, whatever, but it wouldn't be concerning to me. I don't think you can expect 11-2 again. I think that
feels
with the bowl win.
I say that, and I have them at 10-2, and with a chance to be 11-2. So that said, you're right.
You have them at 10-2 with a chance to be at 8-4. And I have them at 9-3 with a chance of them being 7-5 or 10-2. I think it could go. This schedule could go one of two ways. It's going to rely on health. It's going to rely on that kicking game. Peyton Thorne takes a big step forward. You know, becomes an all Big Ten, you know, or second team all Big Ten quarterback, then I think you're onto something here. So it's going to be interesting. We're not going to learn much Friday night. No offense to Western. We all know I love the Mac. All know that I love the Mac. But Michigan State's
going to be. It's not Horizon League basketball, but come on.
No, it's not. But I think that we're, by the way, Western has Pitt coming to town this year.
So when Western Michigan beats Pitt for the second straight year, can you imagine the snide comments and silliness on social media at Pat Narduzzi after his weird summertime jab at Michigan State?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Pat Narduzzi. Like, this guy is I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. This is
bizarre.
This is not the Pat Narduzzi podcast. Michigan State doesn't play Pitt until the Peach Bowl or whatever. So, whatever. regardless. All right. So, there we have it. Put it in the books. 10-2, 9-3. Go ahead and bet on it. I don't know what the over-under is for Michigan State. It's probably 8.5, to be honest.
7.5. Well, I guess it depends where you're looking. I saw it was 7.5.
So. What's the over-under on Friday's game?
I don't know.
1,000?
I don't remember that much. Come on.
Yeah.
1,000.
I mean, it's going to be, it could be a shootout. Not like a shootout like 59-58, but like a shootout like 55-25-30, something like that.
You think 55, huh? I think I had 42, like 17 or 20 or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it could, you never know about these first games, like you said.
I just don't think, I mean, Western is probably going to run the ball okay.
Yeah.
You know, with what's his name? Sean Tyler and Ladarius Jefferson, the former starter.
But redshirt freshman quarterback.
Yeah, new quarterback and all new receivers.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of them. They're picked to finish fourth in the MAC West, which is kind of they got, I think Central's third, Western's fourth, and Eastern's fifth. Actually, like, I might like Eastern. Well, no, I do like Central better than both of them. But anyway, you know, I love the MAC. But I'm picking Michigan State to win that game. That's about it for now. We apologize for the delay of game getting this podcast back to you. But the hope is we're going to be a little bit more on track. It's just been a little bit of a crazy time in both our lives and to be honest, and, you know, at work, obviously. But, you know, it just it's gotten sidetracked. We're back. We're going to talk Michigan State. We're going to do a little bit more in depth than we did today. But we just wanted to kind of break down the season a little bit with the season starting on Friday. Check out Detroit News for Matt's coverage. Oh, you know, every week he's got Big Ten power rankings, which are always wrong, but they're entertaining.
Hey, first edition coming out Sunday. Get ready.
Did you pick Ohio State one? You rebel.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, they haven't come out yet. So anyway, check those out. Check out Wojo. He's hilarious. Just ask him in his picks column. Angelique Shingelis, of course, has you covered on Michigan. Matt Charbonneau has you covered on Michigan State. The college football TV show is online at DetroitNews.com. We've got it all covered. We're a gritty staff over here at the mighty, mighty Detroit News.
Hey, let's get hats like Dan Campbell wears that just say grit.
Yes. Yeah, we are
Detroit gritty. News red and white.
We are gritty. The other paper may have more people, but they don't have the hot. They don't have the hot. Exactly. They don't have the hot. So anyway, we're gonna have it all covered. College football, DetroitNews.com. Buy a subscription, by the way. We got a special going on right now. Head over to DetroitNews.com. 2 years, $22. 2 years, $22. I mean, you could just buy it and forget about it. It's one of those things where, you know, you do the dollar and then in 6 months it goes up to like $100,000 a month or whatever it is. You forget to cancel. No, 2 years, $22. Great subscription, and you can read all of Matt's insights, not just the free ones.
If you think
Matt's free insights are good, you should see his insights that you have to pay for.
Oh, they're worth the less than a dollar a month for 2 years, let me tell you.
2 years, $22. Check it out. That's it. I have Michigan State 9-3. Matt's got him 10-2. Friday night, Western Michigan. We're going to come back either we'll come back shortly after the game, whether the day after or early in the week. We'll recap what we saw from Michigan State each week. We'll get you this Green Room podcast on a regular basis. We promise no broken promises this time. Scouts honor. I wasn't in the Boy Scouts, but Scouts honor anyway. And that's it, Matt. I think we're going to call it now. You got a game to get ready for.
Sounds good.
All right, Matthew. See you next week.
Enjoy the game.
Bye. See ya.